This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Well, as I said in Friday's Carry On commentary, happy 85th birthday to Nancy Pelosi. As for gifts, what do you give the woman who seemingly has everything? How about term limits? I mean, seriously, folks. National political office was never supposed to be a career, but for too many of our federal politicians, that's exactly what has happened. And it's not just a Democrat problem. Senator Chuck Grassley was first elected to Congress in 1975. That was 10 presidents ago. It's a serious problem. With us now to give us his take is Mark Meckler. He's an American political pundit, attorney, and president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Mark, thank you again for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
It's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So, I guess I have to wish her a happy birthday. So happy birthday to Nancy Pelosi. And you know, as I said in the intro there, this isn't just a Democrat issue. As I said, Chuck Grassley's been in there for 10 presidents. But this is, you know, back in the day, you were a cobbler or, you know, you were a wheel maker, and then you went to Washington and then you went back home and you were a cobbler again. Now you've got these people who are going to D.C. and making a career and making millions out of being in Washington. And this has become an institutional problem, hasn't it?
It definitely has. And I don't think this is something that the framers ever expected to happen. And first of all, most of them were not professional politicians.
Right.
And they didn't like politicians, generally speaking. They were regular folks who came, even then it wasn't even Washington, but who came to the Capitol and they did the people's business and then they went home. And so they just had no expectation of this. Benjamin Franklin once said that if you combined money and power, it would be the worst possible thing. And that's what we have now, right? And you mentioned this, folks get incredibly wealthy by going to Washington, D.C. They have a decent salary, $180,000 roughly, which I know a lot of people think that's a lot of money. But to be fair, when you have to live both at home in your district and in D.C., it's not that much money. So how do they end up being multimillionaires? I think we all know they have all kinds of insider information. They trade stocks on that. They do incredibly well. And then they do that over a very long period of time, like you said, Nancy Pelosi being 85 years old.
Yeah, and if you look at it, I mean, I remember one of the early conversations I had with one of our congressmen, and he talked about, you know, nights that he had to sleep on the couch in his office because the cost of living was so high in Washington. But, you know, then you look at people like AOC, who, I mean, when she went to Congress, she was a bartender, and now she's a millionaire. And you don't get that if you don't have sweetheart deals and things like that. But if term limits are good enough for presidents and governors, you know, then why not? Would they also good for the goose, good for the gander? Why not make it good enough for members of Congress?
Yeah, I think it should be. When you look at the numbers, the American people, roughly 85 to 89% of them are in support of term limits for Congress. And they have been for the last 30 years that it's been polled. Congress has the power, by the way, to propose an amendment for term limits anytime. It takes 2/3 of both houses of Congress. Will they ever do that?
No.
Of course they'll never. No,
they're not going to. They'll raise their own pay, but they're not going to limit their own power. I mean, come on, let's be serious.
Right. So there is a way to do it.
That was going to be my question. What is the solution then?
Look, so the framers knew this would happen. They knew that Congress would become unresponsive and we'd have to restrain them. And so they gave the power to the states to call a convention of states when 34 states say they want to get together on a particular subject, they can gather and they can propose amendments. It takes two-thirds of states, just like it takes two-thirds of Congress to make a proposal. And then that proposal goes out to the states for ratification by the same amount of states it would take if it was a congressional proposal. It takes three-quarters of states. And actually today there are 19 states that have made this proposal, not just for term limits, and not just on Congress, but first of all, if you have term limits just on Congress, who do you think gets more powerful? If we just rotate congressmen in and out, then the deep state gets more power, the bureaucrats and the staffers. And so you have to be able to put term limits on them as well. And the proposal that the Convention of States Project has put out there allows you to do that. You can term limit staffers, bureaucrats, the judiciary, which I think is really important. And then on top of that, you can impose, for example, a balanced budget amendment. You could do with the Department of Education permanently, like forever, constitutionally. So that's what the Convention of States Project is working on right now.
You know, but we've had this issue here in Kansas, for example, since I was in the legislature. But, you know, that goes back a few years, goes back to 2018. But this article, I voted for it. I supported the measure when I was in the legislature. It came up again here in Kansas. But where are we in Kansas? I know it came up this session. The Senate considered it as far as I know, it did not pass, did it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
No, the Senate absolutely did pass it. So there's something unique in Kansas that's a little bit problematic, which is your state constitution actually says it takes a two-thirds majority to propose an Article 5 application. By the way, most people have no idea how that got into your constitution. That was put in your constitution in the 1974 revision.
Right.
There's no evidence whatsoever of any debate around this, any newspaper articles written around that particular provision. It was done by the left to protect Roe versus Wade. Remember, 1973 is Roe versus Wade. So the year after, they slipped in this provision to make sure that Kansas could never make a proposal to overturn Roe versus Wade. So what we call the Roe protection provision is still sitting there in the Kansas Constitution. The biggest problem with that is that's unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution, because the states have the right to call a convention of states, state legislatures do, and adding an extra burden on that is unconstitutional. So what it means, though, right now, as the law stands, and as the legislature interprets it, you have to have a two-thirds majority. The Senate has now passed that by a two-thirds majority. The House committee has passed that out to the floor, and the local activists are working very hard, and the legislators, to get to a two-thirds majority in the House. Meanwhile, there are a couple legislators from last session that filed litigation claiming that the Kansas Constitution is unconstitutional because of the Supremacy Clause on this issue, and they're working to get a federal judge to issue a ruling on that right now.
That's what I understood, was that it had passed through the Senate 29-11, so it didn't have a constitutional majority, but it still passed out of the it did have a constitutional majority, but then again,
it did have the majority in the Senate.
Yes. But it's, from what I'm seeing, the committee report, it's at a committee, but that was it. It's just basically sitting in the House. And whether or not, I mean, they've now done, they ended on Friday. And that doesn't mean it couldn't come up when they go back for veto session, but it most likely now you're looking at next year, looking at 2026 before the House could possibly take it up. And again, you're just, it, I mean, how long have they been trying to push this? And when you look at what could be, you know, the issues that could be faced, I mean, America faces unprecedented challenges. And we're talking with Mark Meckler. You know, we're looking at a $31 trillion national debt, unchecked federal overreach, a Congress that is increasingly disconnected from the people. Some of the only ways to address this would be through a convention of states, right, Mark?
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think there are other ways for the problems we're trying to address. Credit where it's due. The Trump administration is trying.
Yes.
And they're doing a very good job on a lot of this stuff. But the most important thing to remember is the last 4 years, which is we could do a lot of great stuff under a great president and a good Congress. And then what will happen after that is the next time there's a Democrat administration, we shouldn't take it for granted that there's always going to be Republican administrations because the pendulum swings. They will reverse everything that was good that a Trump administration or any other Republican administration did. So if we want to make those things permanent, like doing away with the Department of Education, like limiting the administrative state, like maybe limiting the Supreme Court to 9 judges, the way to do that is through a convention of states.
And we're finally seeing support from national figures. I know that Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth have all indicated support. Obviously, Mark Levin, the last time I had him on my show, he's an outspoken supporter of the convention of states, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of a miracle to see this happen inside the administration. You named a few, but also Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, Brooke Rollins, the ag secretary, Mike Huckabee, soon to be ambassador to Israel. All of these people are longtime supporters of convention of states. And so, you know, what I'm hoping for, what I'm looking forward to is and expecting is that sometime during this term, the president himself, Donald Trump, is going to become a supporter of convention of states publicly. I have talked to him about it briefly. That was back during his first term, and he was generally supportive. I wouldn't say he's a quote-unquote supporter of convention of states because I've never had that conversation with him, but I expect with everybody around him supporting it so vociferously that we should expect that the administration will get around to this.
Well, even the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is a supporter of the convention of states.
Yeah, longtime supporter. And in fact, we have video on our website of him when he was one of the champions in the Louisiana legislature, really incredible floor speech he gave. Most people don't realize that Mike Johnson, his career was as a constitutional attorney, worked for Alliance Defending Freedom. So he knows the Constitution, and he was a great promoter and defender of Convention of States when it passed in Louisiana.
So, Mark, I know my audience, and I know when we ran it in the legislature when I was there, I had guys right of me, and there aren't that many, by the way, but there were guys who were right of me, and you know, the first thing they're going to say is, oh, runaway convention. You know, they're going to do away with the Second Amendment. They're going to all that stuff.
Right.
If what do you say to those conservatives who are afraid of the runaway convention? And I know the arguments, but in your last 2 minutes that I've got, what's your pushback to that? What's your answer to those?
Yeah,
fears?
I mean, the first thing that I would say is George Soros loves you and thanks you. And I mean, literally, I'm not being facetious. George Soros, through Common Cause, has aligned a group of over 250 leftist organizations in America, Planned Parenthood, La Raza, MoveOn.org, like every baby-killing, America-hating, communist, socialist organization in America signed a press release against this. So if you're a conservative and you're against this, congratulations, you're on George Soros' Christmas list. He loves you and he appreciates you. So that's number one. You shouldn't want to be on that list. Number two is just do basic math. Now, this is the weirdest thing. They say it's going to run away. Remember, it would take 34 states to call a convention and 38 states to ratify. So by runaway, what they mean is you're going to get into convention. Somebody's going to propose something like doing away with the Second Amendment, and they're going to manage to get that out of convention and ratify it. So I have a question for these people, just a logical question. If they have 38 states that would vote to repeal the Second Amendment right now, then why don't they just hold a convention and have the 38 states ratify? You mean they're just sitting around waiting, oh, that Mark Meckler guy and those convention states, we'll just wait until they get to convention and we'll do it then.
And we'll surprise
them. Right. They hate the Second Amendment. If they had the votes to do it, if they believed they could do it, they would do it right now. and they wouldn't be working so hard to stop us. The reason they're trying to stop us, and they write about this openly all the time, is they say these people, meaning convention of states, intend to reverse 115 years of progressive policy. And I say, damn right, that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, that's the best way of articulating this, is if it had a chance of running away like they doom and gloom it, they would have done it already. Mark, if folks are interested, if they want more information, where's the best place for them to go to get that information, to sign up, you know, volunteer, get motivated, get involved?
Go to conventionofstates.com, and they should click on the petition, sign that petition, then click on the Take Action tab and volunteer. It's not enough to just sign a petition. We need you guys in the fight today.
Well, and if they're on X, they can find you at COS Project on Twitter or X. I appreciate you, brother. I follow you there. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.